For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. There was a scare at Walter Reed Medical Center in Bethesda, Maryland. An alert went out about an active shooter, but it was a mistake. Only very few people knew it was a drill. Congressman Dutch Ruppersberger of Maryland was among those taking shelter on the campus of Walter Reed.
I was walking in the halls, and all of a sudden, people who worked in the hospital told us to get in this back room, and about 40 of us went into a back room.
A Pentagon official says a drill was being planned, and someone accidentally triggered the alert. That news never made it to Ruppersberger.
They never told us anything other than the shooter is no longer dangerous. We left the barricaded room, and we went back in the hallway, and they said, nope, you got to go back in again. It's still active.
Ruppersberger is now promising a congressional inquiry. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. So, the folks at MyPillow said, hey, Jones, can you try out a MyPillow and let us know what you think? And I thought, yeah, but what did I have to lose? But you know what I lost? Interrupted sleep. It made a serious difference for me, so I'm letting you know that you need a MyPillow too. It stays cool all night long. No more waking up to flip to the cool side of the pillow. It keeps its shape. No more wrestling your pillow in the middle of the night. And one thing you will love, you can toss a MyPillow into your washer and dryer, and it comes out looking like new again. It's made in the USA, and here's something new. They used to have a 60-day money-back guarantee, but now, with your purchase, you have until March 1st to return it if you don't absolutely love it. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA. That's promo code USA, and you'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. Take advantage, folks. This is their best offer ever. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA at MyPillow.com.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller is accusing Paul Manafort of lying to his team of investigators and breaking a promise to cooperate with the probe as part of his plea deal. If he did lie, the government is no longer bound to any of the promises that they made to him. Manafort could face immediate sentencing. President Trump reacting to trouble in Tijuana. USA Radio's Robin Walensky reports.
Here's the bottom line. Nobody's coming into our country unless they come in legally.
President Trump addressing the situation at the border, a chaotic scene as thousands of people arrive in Tijuana, Mexico. Members of the caravan met with tear gas when they rushed the border. Dozens arrested trying to cross the border illegally.
So I'll tell you what, Obama had a separation policy. We all had the same policy. I tried to do it differently, but Obama had a separation policy, but people don't like to talk about that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robert Walensky.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
There's a troubling new study out about the increasing prevalence of autism in children. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with the details.
The new study estimates the prevalence of autism is now at 1 in 40 children. The report's been published in the journal Pediatrics, and it says 1.5 million kids in America ages 3 to 17 have autism spectrum disorder. That number's slightly higher than the most recent CDC study, which put autism rates at about 1 in 59 children. The difference may not represent an increase in autism rates, though, as the two studies did use different methodology in the gathering of data. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The White House is reacting to news that General Motors is restructuring. USA's Tim Berg has the story.
General Motors will close several plants in the United States and Canada while slashing 15% of its salaried workforce. The company will offer fewer cars for sale while boosting production of trucks, SUVs, and crossover vehicles. Chief White House economist Larry Kudlow was asked about the GM layoffs.
Obviously, there's a lot of disappointment, even anger. I've heard it, again, from Mr. Trudeau, from President Trump, from Democrats and Republicans.
And as far as how this will affect the economy?
Holiday season layoffs from GM, brutal. Brutal, all right? Very disappointing. Will it affect the overall economy? I don't think so.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.